This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. James 2, 20 to 26. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see, that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab, the prostitute, justified by work when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body, apart from the spirit, is dead, so also faith, apart from works, is dead. Consider this. How in the world do we know anything about Abraham? Was it because of what he believed about God? Sort of. But how do we know what he believed about God? Yes, we know it because of what he did. Abraham obeyed God. The only reason we have any idea of who Abraham was is because of what Abraham did. I've often wondered how many people God tried to put in the game before Abraham. Many of them probably believed the right things. They probably had better resumes. But when it came down to putting their money where their mouth is, they balked. I can almost hear the echo from heaven. Next. This is why, in the end, it always appears that God chooses the unlikely to accomplish the impossible. Faith means street-level obedience. Who will go for me, and whom shall I send? The Bible gives the impression that God doesn't care too much about one's past, track record, resume, or qualifications. God looks for someone, anyone, whose yes is more than a word. The so-called righteousness that comes from faithfulness to the religious motions seems to have little to do with the righteousness that comes from simple, obedient action. Look who James calls as his next witness. And in the same way, was not also Rahab, the prostitute, justified by work when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? Think about that for a minute. A righteous prostitute. Wouldn't the conventional church consider that to be an oxymoron on steroids? What this tells me is that anyone can get in the game at any time, regardless of past performance, lack of biblical knowledge, church attendance records, moral perfection or imperfection, skills, good teeth, and so forth. All it takes is a willingness to pony up a little obedience, get out on the field, and start playing. In the end, it's not the people who had the most money, the best ideas, or the highest biblical IQ that get honorable mention in the kingdom of God. It's the ones who took the risk of action. That's what faith is all about. So how about it? Are you ready to say, "Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today." The prayer. God, our Father, I want to be a real Christian. I want my word to be more than my word. I want my word to be backed up with action. Come, Holy Spirit, and make me a person of action. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. In what ways have you considered yourself inadequate or unqualified to really play a position on the field of faith? Number two, is there some failure in your past or brokenness that you feel disqualifies you from getting into the game? What will it take to get past this? What would Rahab say to you about that? And number three, what are your excuses for not stepping up to the plate and swinging for the fence of faith? Will these be satisfying reasons for staying on the sideline in the end? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.